bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
When weather's bad, we're good. Warnings, delays, cancellations. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
This is Ashley Darley, Community Relations Director with the Views of Burlington. Is your dad trying to do the yard work at the risk of injuring himself, or is mom struggling to cook? If you or a loved one want to maintain independence while having the security of knowing you can have 24-hour assistance, give us a call at 319-201-8401 to set up a tour and learn more about our specials. Ridgeview Assisted Living allows you to focus on nurturing your relationship with your family rather than being their caregiver. Like us on Facebook or visit us at viewsofburlington.com.
Lenning Chapel helps families and friends achieve closure and acceptance. A funeral service is a time to share stories, a chance to reflect on a life lived and how it impacted others, and how this person made you who you are.
At Lenning Chapel, we understand the importance of a funeral service. We'll help you through the grieving process and celebrate your loved one's life. We invite you to experience the Lenning Chapel difference. Lenning Chapel, turning care into comfort.
The news and sports authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Notre Dame Girls High School Tournament Volleyball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Deary Brothers in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda, Reed's Landscaping and Turf, and John Korshkin State Farm Insurance. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the All-Star Made Right Diner, Standard of Beaverdale, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Crawl Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
On, Chris. All right, we're back. A little bit of a technical snafu. Let's hope that's the only snafu on the evening. Casey Fleming, courtside. Burlington Notre Dame, three-peat is on the minds of a lot of people in the gymnasium. We've got the two-time back-to-back state champion Notre Dame Nikes looking to defend that state championship they picked up in Cedar Rapids last year. A little tougher route this year. Don't have quite the firepower, and they got a pretty challenging road to get to Coralville this year. The state volleyball tournament moved to the new XL Energy, that new Coralville Arena. And we'll see. The next step is Winfield Mount Union. So it's your number five Nikes, two-time defending Class 1A state volleyball champions, coming in with a 30-13 record, taking on a very good Winfield Mount Union team that actually has a better record at 24-9. You see a lot of familiar names on Winfield's roster: Townsley, Epping, Simmons, Buffington. The names go right down the list. And they would like nothing more than to avenge a couple of season-ending losses that the Wolves have faced at the hands of the Nikes at the end of the previous two seasons. We go back to last year's basketball season, last time these two teams met, and it was Notre Dame downing Winfield 69-36 to advance to the regional finals. And then, of course, the Nikes moved on to the state basketball tournament last year. And last year in the regional semifinals, same gym, same teams, same setting. And it was the Nikes downing Winfield last year, 25-14, 25-14, 25-18 in a 3-0 sweep to move on to the region finals. So, again, Winfield, the better record, but the underdog with Notre Dame having 13 losses, but many of them come into 3-4 and 5A schools. Notre Dame got here en route of a bye, a 3-0 sweep of Central Lee and a 3-0 sweep of Moravia. And Winfield got here by downing Wapello 3-0, Twin Cedars 3-0, and Wapello again there in the tournament 3-0. So neither team has lost in the tournament, of course, or leading into the tournament. The Nikes lost a couple. They lost to a very good Tripola team 2-1, and they lost a previous two-way state champion, Dyke New Hartford, 2-0 earlier this month as well. So Notre Dame's played some tough competition, but it's led to a few losses. We'll see if that's built some character for the Nikes as they face a very talented opponent tonight in Winfield. Winfield is led by Keeley Malone in assists, averaging about 6.8 assists per game. Melina Epping, the kill leader for Winfield, averaging 2.6 kills. And Brady Buffington, 49 blocks on the season, just about one block per game. Keaton Townsley in the back row, averaging 4.5 digs for Coach Peart and the Wolves. The Nikes starters being announced. Quick break for the anthem. Now we're back. Got Father Marty right here for some good luck behind the broadcast booth. And again, the Nikes led by all-stater Gabby Deary. She comes in second in the state in kills at 492 on the season. Maddie Mazzina comes in leading Class 1A in assists with 867. Of course, the other starters, Taryn Stevens, Madeline Knapp, Aviana West, kids that have been there before, Abby Korshkin. A lot of names that we've seen the last 2 years for that Notre Dame State Championship. Of course, they graduated some tremendous players as well, including the Bentz twins, who've gone on to run college track and play college volleyball. One of the Bentz twins is down, keeping some stats on the scorers table. So good to see them back supporting their alma mater as the Nikes, again, look to advance to the regional final. The winner tonight between Winfield and Notre Dame plays the winner of Holy Trinity and Waco. The Crusaders playing at Waco tonight. They're tipping off right now as well. The winner will be at a neutral court. Right now it looks like it might be Burlington High School. That game will be Wednesday night. We'll likely have the winner, the winning game, right here on KBUR. Ball's in the air. Let's play volleyball. Okay, Notre Dame receives and a little tip, but right out of the gate they call Mazzina on a double hit. Winfield scores first. 1-0 Wolves. Tessa Houston, the server for Winfield. Parkin, set, Mazzina. Here comes Taryn Stevens. Nice little tip, but they got it back over. Stevens back. Parkinson, back row hit. Deary! Nice defense by Epping. Back and forth they go. Winfield passes it over. Deary, Mazzina, Stevens. No, it's Aviana West! Got it! big kill for the Nikes to tie things back up at one apiece. So here in the early going, it's tied at one apiece. Serving for the Nikes is Emily Stutzman, 5'4 senior. Got some playing time last year in that state tournament. Her serve just catches the top of the net. Climbs over for a point from the Nikes. 2-1 Nikes after the Stutzman serve. If you're just joining us, it's regional semifinal volleyball. Winfield Mount Union, the visitor. Burlington Notre Dame, ranked number 5 in the state, the host. And the Nikes have jumped out to a 3-1 lead after Winfield got the first point. Stutzman serve is in the air. Pass. Here comes the hit by Epping. Defended well by Stutzman. Mazina in the air to Stevens. Big hit. Defended nicely by Keely Malone. Deary back row hit. And they got it. A great save by Epping. Winfield keeps it alive. Stutzman, Mazina. Here comes Deary. Good night. 4-1 Nikes in set one. We'll play the best of five. Games go to 25 as Stutzman set to serve. Pounds it down twice on the floor. Balls in the air. Into the net it goes. Unforced error. Nikes 4-2. Notre Dame leads Winfield. Checking in to serve, Ari Meeker for the Wolves. Serves in the air. Parkins gets it over and tipped back by Winfield. Parkins' pass was right at the net. It looked like Deary was going to try to knock it over, but it just got a little too deep, and Epping was there for the kill and the point. 4-3, Nikes lead. Here's Deary. Outside hit. Caught some paint. Point Nikes. And if you're new to volleyball, they do rally scoring. Back in my day in high school, 120 years ago, we only scored when you were serving. So the side out, then you'd get the serve, then you could score. This way, the score moves much faster, the game moves much faster, and you score on both sides of the net, if you will. As Stevens' serve is up and good, but a quick return by Winfield was blocked out of bounds by Deary. Point Winfield, 5-4, your score. So back and forth we go. We knew Winfield wasn't going to go away easy, even though they fell down to a quick 4-1 deficit. Diving save by Winfield. Two hits. Point Nikes, 6-4 Notre Dame. On serve for the Nikes is Knapp. Madeline Knapp. 5'8 sophomore. Good serve. Defended by Houston. Epping. Gets it back over for Winfield. Boom, Korshkin, but she's blocked. Nikes knock it back over. Another set from Epping. Buffington, big hit. Blocked by Deary and Korshkin. That's the advantage Notre Dame has at 6-1, 6-1 across that middle row. And you've got Korshkin and Deary up front. That is a lot of height to get over. Notre Dame jumps out to a 7-4 lead here in set one. So again, Knapp on the serve. Little dink serve over the net. Epping, Buffington, defended by Knapp. Mazina on the pass. Korshkin, back row hit. Winfield sets it up. Big hit by Epping. And down it goes. Good point. She got it just across court outside the outreached hands and diving Taryn Stevens, who, of course, Grandpa Delbert Stevens up in his normal spot, mid-court, Father Manette, right underneath the old press box. We are situated right behind the scorer's table as Korshkin pounds one down. Winfield can't handle it. 8-5 Nikes. So Notre Dame looking pretty sharp after a couple early errors. 8-5 with Deary on serve. Ball's in the air. Houston to Epping. Buffington. The dink. Didn't get it over. point to the Nikes. They tried to set up Brady Buffington there, 6 foot middle hitter for the kill, and she went with the off speed shot. It just caught the top of the net and trickled back into Winfield's side of the court. 4 point to the Nikes, 9-5. Number five, Notre Dame leading Winfield as Deary goes for the ace serve. They barely get it back, but Aviana West says, I call this smack that down on the return. So West, the 5'11 outside hitter, gets a point for the Nikes. Deary on serve. Almost another ace, a diving save by Houston. Mazina. Call her for a double. So the double hit, you can only hit the volleyball with one hand at one time, or two hands at one time, if that makes sense. Anytime you kind of bobble it between two hands, they're going to call that double hit. As Malone's serve is fielded by Deary. Here's West with a little dink over the net, saved by Malone. Deary, back row pass to Mazina. She put it in the net. Two in a row by Winfield. They're staying alive, 10-7. Notre Dame leads. This is semifinal 1A regional volleyball. Casey Fleming at five of the net as Keely Malone sails the serve wide right. Point for the Nikes, 11-7. Notre Dame leads. Again, if you're new to volleyball, we play the best of five. So 3-0, 3-1, whatever. But if you're tied at two, then you play that 15-point tiebreaker. That is just nails. We'll see what happens with this one. Here's Deary from the back row. Nice block by Buffington. Saved, though, by Korskin. Oh, a little miscommunication by Gabby and Abby. So a point to Winfield after it looked like Notre Dame had that point in the bag. Good crowd on hand here tonight at Father Minette as Keely Buffington puts a serve in the air. Deary fields it. Mazina. Deary back row. Whoa, she absolutely destroyed it. Right to the top of the net. They're going to call the block back on Winfield. And it dropped at the feet of Notre Dame. So they cut into that Nike lead 11-9. That's two in a row for Winfield. Brady Buffington. Serve is up and good. West tries for the dink. No good. So Winfield's got a little bit of a run. Coach Mike Davis wants a timeout. 30-second break. Back after this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Brown Shoe Fit in Burlington has the newest styles of brand name shoes and work boots arriving daily. They carry the perfect footwear for any occasion, whether it's work or on the run, while giving you the comfort you need every day. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff will help fit you with the newest footwear while helping you determine the footwear that best fits your needs. It's the quality and comfort you deserve with new fall styles arriving daily at Brown Shoe Fit, 414 North Roosevelt in Burlington.
Timeouts. Your score, Notre Dame 11, Winfield 10. Casey Fleming, courtside. State semifinal regional volleyball. Winner advances to play in the regional final between the winner of Holy Trinity and Waco, who are doing battle up at Waco right now. As Mazina got caught lifting it over the net, tied up at 11. So first time we've been tied since 1. Buffington's on a little service tear here for Winfield. Serve, Deary, Mazina, Korskin! A kill for Abby. I said it 2 years ago, I said it last year. Abby Korskin seems to make stuff happen when the Nikes need it. So we'll call her Big Game Abby with the tied turn and kill there for the Nikes, as they jump back up to a 12-11 lead. And now it's Kaylee Neal, 5'7 junior, with the kill right in front of Deary. Ties things back up at 12. So back and forth we go. Tessa Houston on the serve for Coach David Peart and the Wolves. Parkin, Mazina, Deary into the net. A rare miss by Gabby into the net, but the Nikes still have smiles on their face, a lot of head nods. Still confident, but they now trail by one, 12-13, Winfield's first lead since the outset when they led 1-0. Mazina, Stevens, denied! It was blocked, and it would have been blocked out of bounds, but it just nicked off Taryn's wrist. And is a point now 14-12, Winfield leads. Parkins, Mazina, West. Good defense by Keaton Townsley. Winfield gets it over. Mazina to Stevens. Back row, got some paint. Point to the Nikes. They hang right there. And cut back to a one-point lead, 13-14. And on serve is Emma Stutzman, 5-4 senior. Nikes trail by one. Left-handed serve up. Good. Epping. Hit it right back at Deary, and Deary said, Nana. Nana. I'm going to put that one down. Tie back up at 14. Stutzman on serve. Pounds it down four times. Ball's in the air. Hit at the front row. Malone. Sets Buffington. Ball's blocked. Another block by Deary. Into the net it goes. Nikes back in the lead. Man, the momentum shifts in volleyball are unbelievable. Notre Dame was up 5. They were down 2. Now they're back up 1, 15-14. Stutzman serve. In play, and a big hit by Epping. Their leading hitter ties it back up at 15. So Winfield bringing a lot to the Nikes here in the early going. On serve, Ari Meeker for Winfield. Stevens. Stevens served up what turned out to be a set for Epping. She was trying to get it to Mazina for the set to Deary, but it just got over the net, and Epping just absolutely destroyed it. Straight down off the 5-minute floor, 15-16. Winfield leads. Serve. Set. Deary says, I think we'll show them what I can do, but they're there to defend it. Mazina, Stevens, hit. Out. Off of Winfield. Point Nikes. Tied back up at 16. What a match we have. Winfield's got a lot of energy right now. See if the Nikes can match it. As Taryn Stevens goes on serve, she leads the Nikes in aces. Townsley on the return. And an error by Winfield. Lily Freeman just didn't get it quite over the net. Point for the Nikes back in the lead, 17-16. It's about the fourth lead change. And Stevens, almost another ace. Deary pounds one home. Winfield got Stevens' near ace serve back, but they set the plate for Gabby and the All-Stater. Pounded it home, put Notre Dame back up 18-16. We do have a score from Waco in game one. We'll get to that in a moment. Stevens, serve, Malone, Townsley gets it over. Here comes a set by Mazina. Deary, block, block but out. Point Nikes, 19-16 Notre Dame. I'm going to need to bring more paper. Timeout, Winfield. My scoring sheet's getting full very quick. We'll keep it right here this time, Chris. Chris Arnett doing an awesome job back at the River Park Place KBUR Studios, keeping us sounding good. 25-6 is the report out of Winfield Holy Trinity. Downs Waco in game one, 25-6. So no trouble there in game one for Holy Trinity. They know what it takes to get things done in the postseason. Hall of Fame or soon-to-be Hall of Fame coach Melissa Friesmeier always has Holy Trinity playing the best volleyball of the season come October. and heading toward the state tournament. Of course, they lost one of their top performers, Natalie Randolph, to a knee injury. Just hate to see that when you have such a great kid, tremendous athlete, and even better competitor go down with an injury. And, of course, she's the cousin of Gabby Deary. We talked about that a lot last year during the state semifinal match when Deary and the Nikes knocked off two Randolph sisters in that state semifinal to advance to the finals. But only two cousins remain out of all that lineage as we get back to action. There's Stevens' serve. Here's the set to Townsley, and it's out 20-16. Notre Dame on a little bit of a run, taking some wind out of Winfield Mount Union sails. 20-16, Notre Dame leading it on serve. Here comes Terrence Stevens. Three bounces, ball's in the air. Good return by Winfield. Freeman over to Parkin. Set, Mazina. Knapp almost knocked down the kill, but Epping gets it back over for Winfield. Parkin, Mazina, here comes Deary. Boop. Those are the Nike fans you hear cheering because that's a Gabby Deary kill. About 495 on the season. She leads, or she's number two in Class 1A. And that puts Notre Dame up 21-16. Stevens on serve for the Nikes. Boy, I tell you, she's going to get an ace. Every single one of those is barely being returned. Winfield gets that one back. Set her down by Mazina. Saved by Epping. Now Epping on the kill, but it's defended by the Nikes. Mazina back to Parkins. Little miscommunication between Parkins and Knapp. So Winfield breaks that service run by Taryn Stevens. She rattled off, I think, five straight. And here comes Keaton Townsley, if I remember correctly. She's the point guard that makes their basketball team go. She gets a serve in play. Mazina. Knapp. Tip. Oh, nice save by Malone. Townsley to Epping. Winds up. Pounds it down. Ball rattled around off the net and hit what I call the barbershop pole. And I don't understand the rule, but I thought that was Notre Dame's point, but it's Winfield's. 21-18 Nikes. Deary. And another kill for the All-Stater. 22-18. And on serve for the Nikes is Madeline Knapp, 5'8 sophomore. Jump serve. High up and over the net. Malone. Set. Buffington. On the hit. Mazina. Boom! Quick set. Big game, Abby. And down it went for Korshkin. 23-18. And my volleyball expert, my offsite producer, Jason Marlowe, whose daughter, McKenna Marlowe, and the West Burlington Falcons are trying to get a step closer to state tonight against Pella Christian. He'd say that is a critical point. When you get to 23, it's really, really tough to get back. Now 24-18. Nike fans are on their feet as Madeline Knapp serves for a set one victory. Ball's in the air. Oh, it just caught the top of the net. She kind of lollipopped two in a row over. Then she went for the dagger and the ace and just missed it by about 3 inches. 24-19. Notre Dame leads Winfield. Semifinal, Region 8, 1A. Volleyball tournament action from Father Manette here at Notre Dame High School. Epping serve. Deary. Oh, it's blocked. Great block by Buffington. Now back row hit by Korshkin. Puts it back in Winfield's court. Nice save by Winfield. It would have been out, but the Nikes took the chance and made a diving effort to keep it in play, but the ball hit the court. Point to Winfield that just is not going to go away quietly. Here comes Melina Epping on serve. 24-20. Nikes a point away from set one victory. Mazina. Back row. Stevens. Nice hit. Korshkin to Mazina. Deary. Oh, they get it back. Stevens. Mazina. Korshkin. Oh, a save by Melina Epping. Now back come the Nikes. Abby Korsken! Too much on that one. Set one to the Nikes. 25-20. Back in 2 minutes with set number two after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
The summer is ending and the crisp fall air is on its way. Winter weather will sneak in before we know it. How's your vehicle? Will it be reliable and safe this winter? Have you been saying for the last few winters that next year you'll have four-wheel or all-wheel drive? I'm Brady with the Danville State Savings Bank, and I can help you get the vehicle you want and need with approved financing through us. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Welcome back to Bob DeMonette Gymnasium. Notre Dame High School, Burlington, Iowa, facing Fleming. Regional volleyball tournament action. Fifth-ranked Notre Dame saw five lead changes in set number one against Winfield Mountain Union. The Nikes end up winning 25-20. At one point, Winfield led late in the game. Well, I should say at least midway through, they led. They went on a little bit of a run. They got up, I believe it was 17-16. I mean, the Nikes led at one point by five, and Winfield came back and forth we went. It was a five-point Taryn Stevens serving run late in the set that proved to be the difference in that first set for the Nikes. So set one to Notre Dame. Up in Wayland, it was set one to Holy Trinity, 25-6. We're trying to get a score from West Burlington. And West Burlington won their first set, 25-13 over Pella Christian. So West Burlington and Notre Dame and Holy Trinity all victorious in their first sets as Deary puts the Nikes on the board first. Nice little block tap over for Gabby. 1-0 Nikes. On serve is Stutzman. Epping on the pass. Set, Malone, Epping, winds up, pounds it down, but good defense by Mazina. Parkins to Stevens, knocks it over. Malone set it to Neal, blocked out of bounds by Deary. Point to Winfield, so we're tied up at one apiece. Notre Dame won the first set, 25-20. And on serve is Kaylee Neal. Deary. Oh, a little lollipop. Defended well, though, by Ari Meeker. Epping's kill saved by Knapp. Parkins sends it over to the back row. Now Epping does a little dipsy-doo-dink for Winfield. They lead 2-1. So back and forth we go all night long. Meeker serve, fielded by Parkins. Mazina, Deary, down it goes. I am not an expert volleyball statistician, but I've got Gabby for about 6 kills thus far on the night. I don't know what exactly constitutes a kill. I can't say spike anymore, by the way. They're not spikes. Spikes are for track shoes. Kills are in volleyball. Either way, Gabby's got a handful of them. And Taryn Stevens sets the serve in motion. Here comes Epping. Pounds it down, but it looked deep. No. Must have caught a little bit of the back row tape. Point to Winfield on the big Epping hit. 3-2, Winfield leads in set two. Townsley serve, fielded by Stevens. Mazina, Deary. Wide left. 4-2. Winfield leads the Nikes. The winner advances to play in the regional final against the winner of Holy Trinity and Waco as Deary says, I'm not going to miss two in a row. She's fired up, too. Mom and Dad, Brad and Jeannie, sitting courtside. Kind of a family affair. Got Uncle Gary and Aunt Lynn right there, and maybe a couple cousins supporting Gabby Deary, who will be an Iowa Hawkeye next year on the volleyball squad. Knapp serve almost too hot to handle, but they get it back over. Knapp gets it to Korshkin for the setter dump. Malone, Knapp, Mazina. Oh, Abby Korshkin puts one down. We thank Abby's dad and mom, John and Kim Korshkin. John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, one of our sponsors making tonight's broadcast happen, along with Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Motors in West Burlington and Reed's Landscaping and Turf. Kyle Reed sitting right in front of us. Maybe we'll get some commentary from Kyle later on. Of course, Kyle's wife, Susan, is one of the Nike's assistant coaches. So when you need sponsors, it's easy to go to parents and coaches' husbands. Oh, a big spike there by Epping puts Winfield ahead 5-4 after the Nikes had tied it back up. Mazina set. Korshkin winds up. Blocked back to the ground by Malone. 6-4 Winfield. Epping serve. Fielded by Stevens. Mazina, Deary from the right side. Too much. Little deep. So this is the biggest lead. I have to go back and look, but I think that's... Yeah, going back and looking, Winfield had a 2-point lead in set one, but that's as close as they've been. Now they lead by 3-7-4 in set two. As Buffington pounds one over. Mazina, Deary, down it goes for another kill by Gabby. 7-5, Notre Dame trails, and Deary will go on serve as Aviana West checks in for the Nikes, replacing Emily Stutzman. Nikes down two in set two after taking set one, 25-20. Deary serve, dug out by Townsley. Buffington gets it back over, and Korshkin took kind of a wild swing at it, caught some net. Nikes, I see them saying, we got to talk. We got to talk. A little communication miscue on that point. 8-5 Winfield. On serve is Keeley Malone. Puts it in play to Knapp. Mazina. West puts it over for the Nikes. Malone to Freeman. Nice pass by Deary. Going to put it back over is Taryn Stevens. Epping on the pass. Set by Malone. Freeman over for Winfield. Mazina. West. Oh, just out far wide right point. To Winfield, 9-5 Wolves. Winfield hanging tough against the fifth-rated Nikes. Well, we got a gym full of dignitaries tonight. Got Matt Levins from the Hawkeye, former city councilman. Bob Fleming right in front of me. Pee-wee Fleming on the PA. Probably plenty of Flemings for one gym, huh? Oh, we got my wife and daughter here as well. But, okay, after brief break in the action, Winfield got another point. Gabby Deering missed one into the net. She's not happy. She pounded the ball back underneath the net, and Coach Davis wants a timeout. So Nike's trail 10-5, 30-second break. Back after this on KBUR.
Brown Shoe Fit in Burlington has the newest styles of brand name shoes and work boots arriving daily. They carry the perfect footwear for any occasion, whether it's work or on the run, while giving you the comfort you need every day. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff will help fit you with the newest footwear while helping you determine the footwear that best fits your needs. It's the quality and comfort you deserve with new fall styles arriving daily at Brown Shoe Fit, 414 North Roosevelt in Burlington.
After a Notre Dame timeout, the Nikes will try to get the train back on the rails after Winfield jumped out to a 10-5 lead in set two. Notre Dame won the opener 25-20. A couple other scores around the region. West Burlington won their first set against Bella Christian 25-13. And Holy Trinity down Waco 25-6. Now the serve in play. West with the big hit by the Nikes, defended by Epping. Here comes Buffington. Down goes the kill. 11-5 Winfield. I tell you, right now, Winfield's being the aggressor and having success. Notre Dame looks just a little bit out of sorts. Malone puts the serve in play. Stevens to Deary. Knapp puts it over from the back row. Big hit by Buffington, but a bigger block by Korshkin. Notre Dame stops the bleeding. 6-11. They trail. Here in set two, again, Notre Dame won the first set. The winner of this advances to the regional final at a neutral site between the winner of this and the winner of the Holy Trinity Waco match that's going on up at Wayland right now. Nikes trail by five. Mazina on serve. Almost an ace, and it is an ace. Buffington couldn't quite get to it. Sailed out of bounds. Right in front of Kathy Bentz, who's running the scoreboard for us. 11-7, Notre Dame trails. Mazina, ace! Two huge serves by the state's leading assist maker. And a pretty darn good server, Maddie Mazina. Two straight points by the Nikes. 11-8, climbing back in to the second set. Here comes Mazina. Serves in the air. This one's defended well. Malone to Freeman. Knapp, Mazina, West. Oh, a little bit too much. Deep. Point to Winfield, 12-8. Winfield leads Notre Dame. Coach Davis giving some words of confidence to West after that missed hit. Nice save by Deary to keep the ball in play. Buffington. Malone gets it over. Back row hit coming from Deary. Defended by Epping. Freeman blocked. Buffington back to Freeman. Blocked again. Epping. Freeman will try it again, and she's blocked again. Third time's a charm for the Nikes. Stevens and Korshkin. A wall that Winfield couldn't get back. Past that time, 12-9, Winfield still in the lead. On serve, Ava Parkins. Fielded by Epping. Back in the Nikes court. Mazina, Stevens, out. Wide right. So 13-9, Notre Dame can't get over this four-point deficit. Nikes back-to-back defending state champs, and they've had a bullseye on the back all season long. There's the serve by Houston. And, whoa, West got all of that one. Way to go. Aviana, 13-10. Notre Dame not ready to throw in the towel yet. And on serve is Emily Stutzman. The left-hander puts a little different spin on it. Kind of a knuckle serve to Keaton Townsley. Here comes Epping. Big hit. Blocked by Korshkin. Into the net. Point. Nikes. That was another long ponytailed Nike that blocked it. That was Deary. Abby's resting on the bench. Getting some wind as Notre Dame cuts it to two. Buffington. Or no, check that. That was Lily Freeman. Deep on the hip. And now, after Notre Dame cuts it to one, Winfield wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here and thank our game sponsors. Again, tonight's game sponsors. Reed's Landscaping and Turf. You want to get on the list for a pool next spring or next summer? Now's the time. Pools, landscaping, retaining walls, or if you just want to keep your grass green, call Reed's Landscaping and Turf for all of your turf, landscaping, and swimming pool needs. Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. Doesn't matter. GM, Honda, Toyota, Nissan. Have you seen the new Toyota Tundra truck? Check it out. They've got a few of them out at Deary, and they are tremendous. And, of course, Korshkin, John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance in Burlington and up in Washington. So if we have some Winfield listeners, you can get your insurance needs taken care of by John Korshkin up in Washington. John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, another proud sponsor of Nike Volleyball. Nike's down one as we get back to action here. Nike serve and play. Good return by Epping and a diving Stutzman. Not quite enough to save that one. So for now, Winfield has stopped Notre Dame's little mini four-point run, holding on to that two-point lead. There's the serve by Meeker. And Stevens puts it over for the Nikes. Malone, Epping, into the net. Tell you, we have not seen very many errors by Winfield tonight at all. They've played a very clean set, clean match so far, so a rare error there. But 13-14, Nikes down one with Stevens on serve. She was the catalyst in set one, first serve. Defended well. Here comes Epping, puts it back in play. Deary, Mazina. Here comes Gabby. Big hit. Defended well by Winfield. They get it back. Mazina, here comes. Oh, what a hit! By the sophomore, Madeline Knapp. Pounded one down. We're tied at 14. And right when you thought Winfield had all the momentum, here come the defending state champs. Karen Stevens puts it in the air. Ball is out of play. That's an ace. And the Nike bench does some sort of fancy ace dance. My daughter Rowan was trying to explain that to me. I mean, she's nine. She has no business worrying about ace dances, but she's got it down. And that was a huge one to put Notre Dame back in front, 15-14. Another serve by Stevens, defended by Winfield. They get it back over. Parkins, Mazina, Deary, block. Nice save, though, by Stevens. Mazina, Deary again. Good save by Malone. Here comes Epping. Knocks it over. Stutzman, Mazina met at the net by Freeman. Point to Winfield. We're tied back up at 15. A seesaw battle continues here at Father Manette. Notre Dame 15, Winfield 15. Set two. Nikes took the first 25-20. Deary with the kill for the Nikes. 16-15. That's Notre Dame's first lead since 1-0. That's their first lead since the first point of this second set. On serve, Madeline Knapp. Up and over, Kounsley. The pass. Here comes Buffington. Blocked by Korshkin. Point Nike, 17-15. The old tide is turning slowly for the Nikes as Stutzman puts the serve in play. Townsley, Epping, block. Back over to Winfield. Here comes Buffington with a little dink. Mazina, set it up. Oh, they saved it. Good save by Winfield. Epping, good defense by Knapp. Back row hit by Deary. Almost too much to handle, but they've got it. They're going to call a double hit on Malone. Fans don't like it. Great, great crowd tonight from both schools, with Notre Dame leading 18-15 in set two. Leading one set to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and be back after this on KBUR.
The summer is ending and the crisp fall air is on its way. Winter weather will sneak in before we know it. How's your vehicle? Will it be reliable and safe this winter? Have you been saying for the last few winters that next year you'll have four-wheel or all-wheel drive? I'm Brady with the Danville State Savings Bank, and I can help you get the vehicle you want and need with approved financing through us. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Find the Minette Gymnasium, where Notre Dame took set one 25-20 and trailed in set two all the way up to the 16-15 mark. Well, they led 1-0, but then Winfield has led the entire time until that Deary kill put them ahead 16-15. Now they lead 18-15. And here's Knapp serve, almost an ace. Buffington gets it back over into the net. Oh, almost a true dig back by the Nikes, but point to Winfield, 18-16. Notre Dame leads by 2 points this set. They lead one set to nothing. Game two from Waco. Waco 25, Holy Trinity 23. And a nice block there by Buffington. Makes the score 18-17. Notre Dame up one in set two. And Melina Epping. Seems like she's been at Winfield about 9 years. Tremendous athlete, volleyball player, basketball player. Now a good hit by Korshkin. Defended by Townsley. Here comes Deary. Great defense by Townsley. Epping gets it back over. Mazina gets that one over the net, but in the net is Winfield. Point to the Nikes, 19-17. So I mentioned earlier, Winfield's played a very clean game, but a couple of errors late in the second set have added to the Nikes' lead. Notre Dame, West Burlington leading Pella Christian 22-15 in set two. They won the first set. We'll keep you updated on that game as well as West's kill effort goes a little deep, 19-18. Back and forth we go. On serve is Malone. Knapp sends it back over the net. Buffington to Mazina. Nice hit by Korshkin. Here comes Winfield. Blocked by Korshkin. Mazina set. Korshkin. Oh, yeah! A big hit by Abby Korshkin. 20-18. Nike's lead. And here comes Maddie Mazina. On serve. To Epping, Malone, and Freeman could not, or Keely Neal could not handle it. 21-18 Nikes. That all started with a deadly serve by Mazina. Here comes the jump serve again. Nice defense by Townsley. This time Neal's spike is, oh, wide right. Right in front of the Nike bench. Mike Davis says wide right. All the Nikes say wide right. But the line judge says in. You know, we went up to an Iowa Hawkeye volleyball match earlier this year. They've got a replay up there. We probably could have used it on that point. 21-19, Notre Dame up two. Brady Buffington on serve. Knapp, Mazina. Boom, big hit by Korshkin. Blocked, though, by Winfield. Mazina, back row, Deary. Good defense by Malone. Epping sets Freeman. Back over to Deary. Mazina, Korshkin. Oh, they're going to call a double on that. Huh. Okay, 21-20. 21-20, Notre Dame leads by one. On serve, Brady Buffington, 6 foot senior. To Deary, to Mazina, to Korshkin. Good defense by Epping. Good save by Deary on our side. Mazina, West. And here comes Neal, blocked. Knapp with the set. Here comes Deary. Oh, it almost went down. Great save by Malone. Blocked by Korshkin, but it goes out. We're tied at 21. Woo! I tell you, high school volleyball played at this level is as exciting as it gets in high school sports. Man, oh man, what a rally that was. Buffington, serve, in play. Deary, Mazina, Terrence Stevens! Boom! A huge play by Stevens. She elevates, puts it down, and Notre Dame leads 22-21, and Ava Parkins takes the serve for the Nikes. Epping to Neal, saved by Deary. Mazina, a little dink by Knapp, but a good save by Malone. Deary to Mazina from the back row. Here's Gabby. Puts it down. Good save by Winfield. Here comes. Oh, man. What a hit. Audrey Gipple from the far left side. It's one of those times where Notre Dame had the position, but the block just bounced straight into the net. So we're tied back at 22 apiece. There's the Winfield serve, and there's a little dink by Aviana West, returned by Winfield. Nice save by Parkins. Mazina to West. Good defense again by Malone. Epping gets it over. Deary to Mazina. Terrence Stevens winds up, but it's blocked by Epping. Now West. So they called four hits. Not exactly sure what happened there. You can hear the Winfield faithful behind me going bonkers as they now lead the Nikes 23-22 in set number two. Notre Dame leads one set to nothing, and the Nikes want a timeout. And we'll keep it right here. Boy, what a back-and-forth battle this has been. Notre Dame took the first set 25-20. This set, Notre Dame came out and got the first point. But then it was tied at one, and Notre Dame trailed all the way to the 16-15 mark on a Deary kill. And then the biggest lead the Nikes had was 2 points. And now Winfield's back up 1 point, 23-22. West Burlington 25-21 in the second set. So West Burlington one set away from advancing to the regional final. They're playing Pella Christian across town. And Waco and Holy Trinity tied up at one set apiece. There's the Winfield serve. Mazina. Knapp. Got it! A big hit by Knapp. tied things back up at 23. On serve, Emily Stutzman, the senior. Try to cap off a big rally and set two by the Nikes. Oh, she caught some tape. Winfield watched it go down. They thought it was going to be wide right, but it caught a little bit of that white chalk mark or tape line. And an ace for Stutzman at a critical time. 24-23. Townsley returns to serve. Buffington puts it back over, and it drops right in front of Ava Parkins. Mike Davis not happy on the lack of communication by the Nikes. So now we're tied back up at 24. Got to win by two. So 24 all. Winfield on serve. Stevens. Mazina. Here comes Deary. Down it goes! A huge kill by the All-Stater. 25-24. Nikes lead. And guess who's serving? Taryn Stevens. Bounces it three times. Ball's in the air. Oh, almost an ace. Malone saves it to Townsley. Parkins. Mazina. Deary! Oh! Wide left. By 6 inches, that would have been the set. Right back up at 25. On serve, Keaton Townsley. Puts it in play. Stevens, Mazina, Knapp. Oh, yeah, just had enough on it. Winfield couldn't handle it. Out of bounds it goes. And now the sophomore will serve. 26-25. The fans are on their feet. Set two, hangs in the balance. Ball's in the air, drops short. Good set by Malone, a little miscommunication, and it's out! 27-25! A hard-fought comeback in set two for the Nikes. They now lead 2-0. Back in 2 minutes. After this, on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and on the TuneIn Radio app, KBUR.com.
Brown Shoe Fit in Burlington has the newest styles of brand name shoes and work boots arriving daily. They carry the perfect footwear for any occasion, whether it's work or on the run, while giving you the comfort you need every day. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff will help fit you with the newest footwear while helping you determine the footwear that best fits your needs. It's the quality and comfort you deserve with new fall styles arriving daily at Brown Shoe Fit, 414 North Roosevelt in Burlington.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in 4 counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Set one, Nikes, 25-20. Set two, Nikes, 27-20. Set three is underway. And Winfield gets the first point on a Molina Epping kill. So Notre Dame one set closer after a hard-fought set two victory. They trailed almost the whole way. Made a very, very difficult comeback as Aviana West's kill is a little bit deep. And again, Winfield's not just going to bow down and go away. They had a lot of momentum in that second set that the Nikes did stifle. But they come out firing here in set three, and it's a 3-0 start on the hot serving of Tessa Houston. You know, Notre Dame ended Winfield's basketball season last year in the regional semifinals. Notre Dame ended Winfield's volleyball season last year in the regional semifinals. And you don't think that Coach Pert and these Winfield Mount Union Wolves would love nothing more than to upset the number 5 ranked Notre Dame Nikes and put away those demons of two seasons ended for these seniors. They're going to leave it all on the floor, and that's why they're out to a 4-0 lead here in set number 3. They've come out with all the energy. Notre Dame does lead 2-0, but we got to play till 5, best of 5. So the first team to win 3 sets will advance. Here comes Deary, back row hit, blocked, but sideways, out of bounds. Point to the Nikes. They finally stem the tide after a 4-0 start. Off great serving by Tessa Houston. Okay, let's see here. We got all sorts of paperwork in front of me here. I know West Burlington won the first 2 sets between them and Pella Christian. Is Deary puts one down, out of bounds off of Malone. So 2-4, Notre Dame climbing back into this one. Holy Trinity and Waco split the first 2 sets. The winner of this plays the winner of that. And there's a little dink serve by Stutzman. Epping gets it back over. Mazina sets Stevens. Nice hit. Good block by Epping. Here comes Epping on the swing. Pounds it down. Good. Good placement by Molina Epping. Putting Winfield back up 5-2. Again, Winfield led the entire second set, and the Nikes still came back. So Notre Dame knows they're capable of coming back, but I don't think Coach Davis wants to always be coming back. Neither is Gabby Deary. Big time hit by the 6-1 senior. 5-3 Winfield leads, and who's on serve? Taryn Stevens. You know, Taryn has served at a couple critical junctures in tonight's match. Let's see what she can get started for the Nikes here. There's the serve. Dug out by Winfield. Mazina sets Knapp. Big hit. Knapp saves it off the block. Mazina sets Deary. Oh! Great return by Epping. Mazina. Deary. Down it goes! Good try by Keaton Townsley. Just a little too much heat on that one from Deary. 5-4. Notre Dame down 1. Talk about a game of runs. Winfield scored the first 4. Now Notre Dame scored 4 in a row themselves. Here comes the Stevens serve. Oh, into the net. I see old Grandpa Delbert up there pounded down on the bleacher. He wasn't happy with that one. But she was trying to put an ace down in that front left corner and just caught the top of the net. Point to Winfield. Here comes the Townsley serve. Defended by Stevens. Mazina. Knapp. Blocked. Good save by Parkins. Mazina. Deary. Gets it over, but a good save by Epping. Now Epping winds up. And just caught the back right corner. Nike's let it go. They thought it was going to be out. I'd agree from my angle, but it caught some inbounds, and 7-4 now your score. Nike's lead 2-0. This is set 3. Ooh! Almost an ace serve by Winfield. Notre Dame barely got it back. It looked like it was going to be out, and it was Malone going for what she thought was a block, but it just ricocheted off her forearm for a Nike point. Notre Dame down 2 points, 7-5. West Burlington and Pella tied at 8 points apiece in set 3. And Deary gets the block. Knocks it down. 7-6. Nike's inch back within one. Madeline Knapp putting the serve in play for the Nikes. Ball's in the air. Oh, they can't handle it. Too much. A great serve by Knapp. Tied at 7. First tie this set since zeros. There's the serve. Defended. Returned by Winfield. Knapp, Mazina, block. Mazina went up to tip it over, and he's given up, oh, I don't know, 4 inches to Melina Epping, and the senior pounded it home to put Winfield back out front, 8-7. Epping on serve, defended by Knapp. Mazina, Korshkin into the net. And Mike Davis just looks at the roof of Jim and thinks, what are we doing now? 7-9. Winfield leads. Notre Dame leads 2-0, and there's some more lack of communication by the Nikes. Getting out of system. And Coach Davis wants a timeout. As the Nikes trail 10-7 in set 3. West Burlington and Pella Christian still knotted up in set 3, 13 apiece. West Burlington leads 2-0 over there at West Burlington. Holy Trinity and Waco, 1 set apiece. Last we heard from Waylon, this is 2-0 in the favor of the Nikes. But Winfield's given them all they've wanted all night long. Right now the Nikes trail in set 3, 10-7. Let's give a shout out to our game sponsors again, Deary Brothers and Deary Honda in West Burlington for all your automotive needs, tires, oil changes, new cars, used cars. Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. Reeds, landscaping and turf. And pools. You want a swimming pool? Want your grass greener? How about Christmas lights? Christmas lights is something else that Reed's Landscaping and Turf can do for you. And John Korshkin Insurance Agency. State Farm, like a good neighbor. John Korshkin is there. And home, life, auto, boat. John Korshkin can insure it all. And right now Notre Dame took a little insurance on that as they stared down a Winfield return that just landed out of bounds, much to the dislike of the Winfield faithful. Now 10-8, Nikes after the timeout. Nikes trail by 2, I should say. Deary's serve is in, but a double hit by Winfield. 9-10, Nikes trail by 1. There's Deary serve. Great return by Townsley. Deary, Mazina, Korshkin. Oh, a good save by Epping. Now Epping gets it back over to Deary. Knapp at the net. And you say Knapp got into the net. And it's 11-9 Winfield. I'm being told that Holy Trinity is playing at Holy Trinity, not at Wayland. Well, the state website's wrong. Korshkin, big hit, blocked by Buffington. Malone. Townsley puts it over. Knapp, Mazina. West! Pounds it down. Townsley had the diving save, but not quite enough air under it. 10 to 11, Notre Dame within one here in the third set. Mazina puts it in play at the net. Korshkin pounds it home, but recovered nicely by Winfield. Now Korshkin blocks another one. It's out. Point Nikes. We're tied at 11. Here comes the Mazina serve, fielded by Epping. And Buffington gets it into the net. Notre Dame takes their first lead of the night. 12-11. Winfield wants a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in four counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. Notre Dame leads 2-0 and just took their first lead of set 3, 12-11 over visiting Winfield. I was hoping to see Principal Dave Edwards down here in the stands. Sounds like he was stuck home at a meeting, but he's listening in. Dave Edwards had an ace on Saturday at the Burlington Golf Club. I haven't gotten the entire story yet, but I look forward to hearing that. I don't know if that was Dave's first ace or not. I'm sure it was his first from the Silver Tees. More on that later. 13-11, Notre Dame leads after a Winfield error. Mazina serve is fielded by Epping, but a double hit by Malone puts Notre Dame up 14-11. A little momentum swinging the Nikes' way. Maddie Mazina serves in the air. Townsley, Malone, Epping sends it to the back row. Knapp, Mazina, Stevens, put it down! Hit it where they ain't. Campfire around that one. Point for the Nikes, 15-11. If you don't know what a campfire is, Google volleyball lingo. my normal color commentary guy, Chin Nguyen, has taught me all sorts of fancy volleyball terminology as we continue, if we continue in post-game coverage of Notre Dame and hopefully West Burlington. I'm sure we'll get Chin on the broadcast as well, so we actually have somebody on the air that knows what's going on other than telling you who hit it and who, what the score is. That's about all I can tell you. Mazina's five-point serve run is quelled there by a nice Buffington block, 16-12. Notre Dame went on a 6-1 run with that little serve run by Mazina. Buffington serve, defended by Deary. Epping set up to Gipple. Now there's Korshkin putting it back for the Nikes. Here comes Gipple, nice hit. Defended by Deary, blocked over by Gipple. Stevens to back row, Deary. Oh, it gets a little bit of the net. Winfield couldn't handle it. 17-12, Nikes. And you can tell when Notre Dame gets a little momentum, the energy these girls have. And they've got it right now. 17-12, Ava Parkin serve. Defended by Townsley. Oh, but it was blocked by Stevens, out of bounds. 17-13. Winfield not going to go away. They're down. Well, Notre Dame leads 2-0, and Winfield's down 4 points in the third set. It'd be a big hill to climb, but I'm sure they, if anybody could do it, it's Winfield. Here's Epping. Big hit. Diving dig by Parkins, but out of the reach of Mazina, who couldn't get to it. 17-14, Winfield. A lot of fight left in these Wolves. There's the serve to Deary. Mazina, Parkins, no. Aviana West dinked it over. Winfield got in the net, point to the Nikes, 18-14. All right, Notre Dame on serve. It's Emily Stutzman. If I've called her Maddie Stutzman earlier tonight, forgive me. She had an older sister playing basketball and volleyball a couple years ago. A lot of the same last names here at Notre Dame, just different generations or different siblings. But Stutzman puts it in play. Fielded by Winfield. Nice hit. Mazina on the set. Stevens on the runner. Blocked by Epping. 18-15. Notre Dame leads in set three. In to serve, Ari Meeker, defended by the Nikes. Deary! Got it! It was tipped out of bounds, but point to the Nikes. 19-15. Notre Dame leads in set three. They won the first two sets. They win this one. They advance to the next round to play the winner of Holy Trinity and Waco. Deary with the block. And Notre Dame leads 20-15. And remarkably so, across town, West Burlington leads Bella Christian 20-15 at this exact moment. Both teams trying to advance one step closer to state. Winfield wants a timeout here, trailing 5 points with their season hanging in the balance. As we all know, in the postseason, the winner goes on and the loser goes home, gets basketball shoes out. And Winfield will be back in basketball. They've got size. They've got athleticism. Keaton Townsley, she's one of the better guards you'll see in this part of the state. And Buffington and Epping, they're talented. Did Mitch Locks retire? He's sitting up here over my right shoulder. He's coached Winfield girls basketball since, like, the mid-70s. He's kind of the Fred Parsons of girls basketball. Southeast Iowa, I kid. Mitch has done a tremendous job. I do think he's either retired or will be this year. Either way, Winfield will have a stellar basketball team coming back. And we'll see them down the road in hoops. And right now we still got five more points left in this volleyball match before anybody goes anywhere. And now a double hit called on Winfield. 21-15. We've just learned that West Burlington won set 3, 25-18. They advance to the region final on Wednesday. And another point by the Nikes off of a error on Winfield. 22-15. On serve, Taryn Stevens. Puts it in play. Set by Malone. Hit by Gipple. Stevens. Mazina. Deary. Nice block by Malone, but down to the ground it went. Epping couldn't get there quick enough. 23-15. Nikes. Taryn Stevens. Serving for Notre Dame. Beautiful serve. Good defense by Winfield. Epping just destroys it. Ava Parkins got it back, but it sails off into the Nike crowd. I think it was Alex Abwasli that returned it from the Nike bleachers. 23-16, Notre Dame leading. Townsley on the serve. Mazina, Deary, blocked into the net. Point for the Nikes, 24-16. 1 point away from advancing to the Region 8 Volleyball Tournament Finals. On serve will be Breck McVeigh, a 5'6 senior, who's summoned in for Madeline Knapp. McVeigh puts it in play. Defended by Winfield. Little miscommunication. They get it back over, though. Mazina to Stevens. To Deary! That'll do it! Really cool to see Breck McVeigh to get in for the Nikes. That senior making a difference at the last minute on the last point for the Nikes. Last time we'll see some of these seniors here at Father Manette Gymnasium. What a career they've had. I mean, you run down the list. Breck McVeigh, Gabby Deary, Ava Parkins, Emily Stutzman, Maddie Mazina, Abby Korshkin. They've had a run that I'll argue no other team in any sport in the history of Notre Dame High School has had. Back-to-back state championships in volleyball, trips to the state basketball tournaments. But what they've done in volleyball is remarkable and unprecedented, and they take one step closer to returning to the state tournament by downing a very good Winfield Mount Union team tonight. Your final set score, 25-20, 27-25, 25-16. Winfield did not make it easy. And do not have anything to bow their heads about, although you see some tears on the Winfield sideline. Those girls left it all on the court, had a fantastic season. They wrap up their season at 24-10. A tremendous campaign by Coach Peart and the Winfield Mount Union Wolves. And they'll move on. Like I said, they'll move on to basketball. We'll see them again. And I don't think that that they won't be ready for the Nikes when basketball season comes around. But for now, Notre Dame advances a 3-0 sweep of Winfield. They'll advance to play the winner of Holy Trinity and Waco. Holy Trinity took set three, 28-26. So it's now 2-1, Holy Trinity. And that winner will play Notre Dame at a site yet to be determined on Wednesday. The state webpage says Carl Johansson Gymnasium across the street from Notre Dame at Burlington High School. We will keep you posted. Just keep tuned in to KBUR. We'll keep you posted on all the details. We'll have the broadcast right here on KBUR. But who we play, we'll find out soon enough, either Holy Trinity or Waco, as they head into their fourth set, with Holy Trinity leading 2-1. Congratulations to Coach Maureen Heath and the West Burlington Falcons across town. They down Pella Christian 3-1, and they advance to the regional championship. They'll play Wednesday night as well, and let's hope that Kenna Marlowe and all those kids over there, Isabel Ritter, can advance to the state tournament as well, because even though West Burlington and Notre Dame play at the same time on the same night during the regionals, they can't play at the same time if we both get to state. So I have a chance to bring you both West Burlington and hopefully Notre Dame, if both teams have the opportunity to play up at that new MediaCom arena there in Coralville, which is the new home of the Girls State Volleyball Championship. So again, Notre Dame fought hard. They trailed in set two. They trailed in set three. But the resiliency of the Nikes held out in the end as they sweep Winfield 25-20, 27-25, and 25-16. For Chris Arnett back at the stadium, or back at the studios, for our sponsors, Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington, reeds, landscaping, turf, swimming pools, and Christmas lights. They do it all. And John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance in Burlington and Washington. All three proud sponsors of Notre Dame Volleyball. We thank them for their support. We thank you for listening in. We'll talk to you Wednesday night from a neutral location as Notre Dame faces the winner of Holy Trinity and Waco in the regional final. We'll have all the action right here on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Good night from Father Manette Gymnasium at Notre Dame High School.
Girls High School Tournament Volleyball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Deary Brothers in West Burlington.
And all right, Chris, great job, man.
Reed's Landscaping and Turf and John Korshkin State Farm Insurance. Tonight's game was also brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the All-Star Made Right Diner, Standard of Beaverdale, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Police in St. Louis have released new details in a deadly shooting this morning at a high school.
The two